Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Rise for the pledge and invocation, please. Please call the roll.
Mr. Waddell. Mr. Johnstone.
Here.
Mr. Shealy.
Here.
Ms. Dvorich.
Here.
Mr. Julian.
Here.
Mr. Lastic.
Here.
Mr. Salito.
Here.
Mr. Marino.
Here. You've had your meeting minutes distributed before you. Council's pleasure. Moved by Mr. Waddell, seconded by Mr. Shealy. Questions or comments? It's the head bob. No questions or comments. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Reports of communications.
Yes, I have a notice to legislative authority from Liquor Control from Morning Chef LLC to Morning Chef LLC.
Motion accept and place on file.
Second.
By Mr. Shealy, seconded by Mr. Julian, and refer to the Safety Director and Police Chief for their report. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries.
Is that it?
Next, there are business public remarks on the agenda. Would anyone like to address an agenda item? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, are there any council committee reports? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, would the clerk please present this evening's legislation?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 16925 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the crack sealing project on US 422 by the Ohio Department of Transportation and declaring an emergency. Draft number 17025, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated opioid fund for police department Celebrate software subscription and declaring an emergency. Draft number 17125, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request for FIDA Freightliner Youngstown Inc. for emergency repairs to an S7 super department back truck and declaring an emergency. Draft number 17225, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated water fund for settlement of two Enbridge claims and declaring an emergency. Draft number 17325, an ordinance authorizing a cash transfer for street resurfacing and declaring an emergency. Draft number 17425, a resolution authorizing the auditor to renew the agreements with Mutual Health Services and Zaluski Insurance Incorporated to provide hospitalization insurance for the City of Niles and declaring an emergency. A resolution authorizing the auditor to submit an application to Ohio Deferred Comp for participation in the Roth 457 option and declaring an emergency. Apologies, that was draft 17525. Draft number 17625, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of numerous parts and equipment from the fire department to be sold by internet auction above deals as they are no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency. Draft number 17725, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request for Main Light Electric for emergency storm damage overhead line repairs and declaring an emergency. Draft number 17825, a resolution amending resolution number 3225, authorizing the auditor to execute and submit the necessary documents required by Appalachian Region for the Partnership for Opportunity and Workforce and Economic Revitalization Initiative grant and ratifying all actions taken thus far and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Shealy for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Seven yeas, zero nays. Moved by Joyen, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. That concludes this evening's legislation. General public comments. Would anyone like to address council? Anyone? Anyone? In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Next order of business is miscellaneous remarks. The chair has none. Mayor? That's all right. Rich, I'm going to let you speak. Come on. I'm breaking my own rules, but I'm leaving anyways in a month, so.
I'm Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins in the 3rd Ward. And I just want to know what happened to the basketball hoops in Grant. I come by there today, and they're gone. They're just gone. And I didn't hear of any parks meeting. You're on parks. What's the deal?
There were several things that were supposed to be done at that park. It was supposed to be mulch down there with playground mulch. There was supposed to be new swings, and then they were taking down the basketball poles that were all damaged. They took those down, and I didn't get any of the swings. It didn't get cleaned up, and I didn't get any of the mulch. And then Doug and I had recently spoke about possibly doing something with Waddell, if, you know, we could bring it to council, but I don't know what's going on. None of the stuff I asked for was done.
Well, you know, I think if we could, we'd send it over to public grounds. And I think that I don't see a financial cost, and I'm going to have to refer this over to the mayor, that, you know, I know we took the hoops down, and I guess I wanted to hear the rationale on that, because to put up two hoops, I don't see where there's harm, and I don't see there's a financial gain to the city by not having them there. If it's going to bring activity, if we don't want activity, then we probably shouldn't even have the park there or swing sets or anything else. If you're going to have it there, there is a couple calls that came in, and I said that they've had those hoops there since 1960s, so there's a little bit of backlash on only having that one basketball court over at Kennedy Park for the whole city. And there's some people in a little bit of an uproar, as James knows, in that ward of saying, why would you guys eliminate basketball hoops? What does the city gain by eliminating basketball hoops? And so I guess if those ones were in bad shape, that's one thing. But for the minimal amount of cost we have to put hoops back in there, and again, I want to take it to the committee to talk about it, and obviously have the mayor's input, but I think we should strongly consider putting two basketball hoops in there. The only reason I could figure we wouldn't is if we don't want activity there. If we don't want activity there, then we wouldn't want any activity. So if we want activity, we need to go ahead and make it a decent and allow that. So I guess, you know, in due respect to the mayor, I'm going to see what his thoughts are, but I think we might want to consider putting up for the minimum amount and refurbishing those hoops, and I think that would help James and his ward. And, but, Mayor, if I can refer that over to you.
Sure. And I would agree that the activity that we have seen has been negative activity. There's been a lot of vandalism at that park. I believe it was last winter when the entire playground was graffitied and spray painted for the umpteenth time. Our park department had covered all of that up on the playground. Jim, you're correct. You and I had spoke with the park director on site. Swings were ordered by the park director as requested. There was an old piece of metal from a old piece of playground that had been removed. The tree department had scheduled trimming of that one tree near the playground area. That is still on the schedule. And the basketball hoops were taken down because they were graffitied. The rims were broke. The nets were ripped off. I've noticed nothing but negative activity there. And there has been ongoing negative activity there. And that was supported by one of the neighbors who has a home next to that park. So I would agree that because of all the negative activity, because of the lack of use at that small park, and the investment, the millions of dollars of investment we've seen at Waddell, the hundreds of thousands of dollars of investment we've seen at Stevens, the amount of investment we are investing in Kennedy, and not to mention Iowa, it's kind of tough to put that amount of investment into that small park it is not supported by the community.
All right, I agree. Yes, it was vandalized. I caught them the last time it was vandalized. I contacted the police. I was actually on my way to a meeting here at the city building when I caught them. However, I'm against taking that park out. You know this. I will fight for that park. I want that park there. And a lot of it is actually, yes, it's been vandalized, but it's also a lack of maintenance. There is a lack of maintenance with a lot of this stuff. I can go up in Waddell right now, and I shared this with Aaron before about the small pavilion over there. What does it take to power wash his stuff and fix some of the things on it in the spring? No, it sits there all broken. We got the rest of that park looking beautiful, and you got stuff over there broken, everything else by the small pavilion. You have the slide and everything. Power wash his stuff. They have the extra time now, I would imagine, that they're not lining the fields, the ones that were got the new turf. They have the extra time there. They should. We should have the manpower for it. There's been a lack of maintenance for some time with some of this stuff.
The problem is, if you take the hoops out and you say the swing sets are being vandalized, it's, in all honesty, it's the first step to say we're going to eliminate the park. And saying there's vandalism and things going on is going to lead to a park that's been there since, I don't know, 50s, 60s, and all of a sudden you're going to eliminate a park when we're trying to build them up. We did get a basketball hoop, a hoop, over at Iowa, but it wasn't supposed to be a trade-off, and I'm not saying that's what it is, but you don't bring in one and then wipe out a court, and there is no avenue for anyone else to go in that area. And I do know you can't allow some vandals or something to be able to control everybody else by saying, let's just get rid of it. I think if we have to enforce the police security, if we have to put up cameras, we have to do the things to protect it. But you can't allow mob rules to go ahead and eliminate a park based on some bad apples that will eventually get caught. That's my thoughts, and I know, Bobby, you wanted to talk, so.
The park, if I'm remembering correctly, was established by the Interfaith Council. Bernard Oaks, Mr. Tabor, our religious community had a strong hand in establishing that park. Mr. Lastick was around. I wasn't when that occurred. Do you remember that, Mike, when they did that? Okay, so I, too, would frown upon us eliminating that just because of the history of the park, the way it was created, and the individuals, although they're gone, they live on when we mention their names. So, and I know, I knew several of the individuals that were instrumental in establishing that. Mr. Shealy, I would encourage possibly meeting with the park board chair and the director and the mayor and discussing these things to figure out what it is their intent is, because us going back and forth over here, not really understanding what the plan is and what's what, I mean, we're just going to continue to do what we're doing now, just looking back and forth like a ping pong ball. So I think getting Mark and who is the chair? Harry? Mr. Salapata, yourself, the mayor, and whomever else you want, in accordance with the open meeting laws, get together, share your concerns, and get a better understanding of what exactly, you know, there might be logical reasons why they came down, you know, if they're damaged, et cetera, but what is the plan moving forward?
There may be logical reasons for that. However, I don't want that park eliminated. I have voiced this before. You know, I want our city to look good. I want it to thrive. I don't want my ward trashed. I go out. When my constituents get a hold of me about issues, Matt and Duke will tell you, I'm on the phone with them. I'm out there taking pictures of stuff. You would not believe some of the trash and stuff that I have dealt with, and I've actually saved them time at times. They will tell you this. I want Niles to look great. I want it to be number one, but I don't want to lose everything. We can't continue to, you know, we allow people to destroy things, and if we do that, what's going to happen when it starts happening to Waddell? Because it's going to happen. It'll happen.
Oh, I tell you, as a public grounds chair, I do not want to see any park eliminated under mine and Aaron's watch. I mean, I'm opposed to that. I don't, to say we lost a park. And as Bob said, then what's the plan going forward? If you take the hoops down, now you're even cutting activity down more, and then eventually park to say, look, nothing's happening over there, let's get rid of it. And Bob said there's a long-standing history on that park, and I think we improve the safety measures, we go ahead and redo our best to keep it there going forward, because we want people out in the parks. The Barry, you've said that more than once, on the parks playing and enjoying the parks, and that's our plan. So I think we really need to go ahead and consider to circle the wagons back and see if we can get a plan going. And I don't think it's a combative situation where it's us against the administration. I think that we can, there's ideas we can come up with.
I want to say one more thing, and I'll let you go ahead, Rich.
I would just like to respond that as far as the swings being vandalized, there's been a product commercially available from Sherwin-Williams for years. I've brought it to the attention of the city council before. And it's clear, you spray it on there, they can spray any kind of paint, they can put any kind of paint they want on it, it'll wipe right. That's for the graffiti issue. As far as for the, there was an unsavory element hanging out there at night. That could probably be alleviated by having the police officers cut through there. And not to mention the fact that you don't punish everybody in the third ward that might want to use that court. I can remember when I first bought my house up there on Robbins Avenue, they were using court. That was about 15 years ago, but then it fell in disrepair. Maybe if it had been kept in good repair, as James pointed out, with the maintenance issues in the park, it wouldn't have got to that point. But it wasn't, and it did get to that point.
Thanks, Mr. Strong. Your time has expired. So I would reach out to the park board, because they are the individuals that have jurisdiction over the parks, and meet with them, and Ms. Shealy, express your desire. I agree with you. I think everybody in this room agrees we don't want to get rid of parks. I mean, that's counterintuitive to what we're supposed to be about. So,
I do want to be clear that the plan was not to eliminate this park. When Jim and myself and Mark met in the summer, the plan was what you said, fix the swings, remove that broken piece of equipment, mulch, et cetera. That's still in the works. I want to make that very clear. It was agreed upon by all three of us to remove those hoops at that time. Correct. So I think when we talk about a plan, you know, the plan was the plan that we discussed, and albeit moving slowly, that it is still in the works. So if there's other issues in any other parks, please bring them to the attention of the park director. I'm not aware of the issues in Waddell, but as far as Murphy goes, that was the plan that we discussed, and in my opinion, that's the plan we're going to continue to move forward with.
And in all due respect, Billy, I'm not saying he authorized that by any means, but I don't think a ward councilman has authority over all the council or public grounds. That should have came to public grounds with discussion before somebody makes a decision to take a major part of that park out, which is an early sign of eliminating the park or making it less needed. I mean, like Mr. Lasik said, it's been there forever. He doesn't want to see it leave. And to eliminate a basketball court, that should have went in front of council and public grounds for discussion, not pull one person aside and say, I'm not saying that happened. but you can't pull one person aside and allow that decision to be made without it being involving council and public grounds. That's my
opinion. Well, it was made by the park director, ultimately. And again, it was because of the years of issues there, not just one incident. Late summer when we met there, there was maintenance over the years. The park department continued to fix it, continue to put in new nets, continue to spray paint over the N-word that was on one of the backboards, or the F-word that was graffitied on the other ones. That ongoing vandalism and negative behavior that was occurring at that area, it was deemed necessary that that was the route to go with that comprehensive plan to continue to invest and upgrade in Murphy Park, in that small park.
I think moving forward, I think that all the principals need to get together sooner rather than later and have a discussion looking at, your appropriations for next year, your plans for next year. I mean, I know you got some new council members coming on board. Those discussions in collaboration with Frank and Ed probably should, get rolling. So, okay. And to Mary Ann, Ed, Frank, and the rest of you, congratulations on your reelection yesterday. It was nice to see a better than expected turnout, although it would be even better if everybody who had the opportunity to vote took advantage of that. But that is what it is. So, Mayor.
Just concur with your sentiments. And just a quick update on the Appalachia Community Grant Program. Riverside Park on First Street is about at the 70% mark. Downtown Public Square, Niles Public Square, is probably around 30%. Things should be rolling towards or in the month of November and December. A majority of both of those projects should be completed by year's end. Once again, everything should be completed at Riverside and the Public Square early spring of 2026.
Mayor, Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Safety Director? Service Director? Chiefs? Mr. Waddell?
To echo what you had said earlier, congratulations to the people that won the races yesterday, and welcome to the new people that are coming in.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, I have a couple things. With the election finished, I do want to congratulate all those who won. However, there are people out there that constantly have opinions and how this should run, and I want to give kudos to all those who had the guts to put their name out there and try to make this a better place. So I don't like to say winners or losers, but there are thank you to everybody who tried to make Niles a better place by putting their name out there and running. I look forward to the new members coming on, working with you, and some of the familiar faces. I'm very excited to where Niles is going and where we can keep it going. It's very exciting. I want to make sure that we highlight the Niles girls soccer team. I know it's been everywhere, but they had a historical season. Unfortunately, it did end up just a couple games shy of that state title, but the high school athletics to get to that level is remarkable, and what those girls did is quite historical. I also want to spotlight the Niles Intermediate School. They were voted one of the best elementary schools for the fourth time. That isn't something to be taken lightly. That involves teachers, that involves the staff, the administrators, and the students. So congratulations to them. That is a heck of an achievement. And then lastly, I'd just like to remind everyone the CIC is going to meet November 13th at 4:30 at the Wellness Center.
Thank you. Mr. Shealy?
I'd like to congratulate everybody that won their elections. Just like Aaron said, for those who actually put their names out there and put themselves out there, that takes quite a bit to do that. It's not always easy sitting up here, and sometimes, we have to just work together we have to continue to move forward to keep this city going. You know, we've been going in a good direction with our parks, with Waddell, with getting it renovated and stuff, but we got to keep that momentum going. You know, we got all these exciting things happening here in downtown Niles. We want to keep that momentum going. We want to keep it beautiful. We want to bring Niles up to be number one in this area. And we're heading in that direction, but we have got to keep that momentum going.
Thank you. Mr. Vorge?
No comment.
Mr. Julian?
I echo what everyone else has said. Congratulations.
Man, a few words this evening. Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito? Even fewer.
Check with Aaron?
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Last has been around a long time, and I agree. He had suggested I call a public grounds meeting to talk about that. So I was going to see if I'd like to do that now. If Monday at 5 o'clock works for you and Mindy, or Tuesday.
I was just checking. I believe Tuesday is a park board meeting. Is it not?
Actually.
So maybe they would change it.
Yeah, it'd have to be Monday or Wednesday.
Monday, I won't be available. I can meet with you after, but Monday I'm not. We have a. Wednesday is not going to be good either. We'll talk after. We'll get something set up.
That's all I have, so.
Motion adjourns in order by Mr. Julian, seconded by Mr. Waddell. All in favor, signify by aye.